タラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタタララタラタラタラタタ。
Hi there, it's Helen.
And Caroline.
Surprise! This month, we're giving this mini episode away to all of our listeners. Every month on Patreon, we release one of these bonus mini episodes for our patrons at the Love to Sew superfan level. These patrons get behind the scenes photos, a fun, chatty bonus episode, and this mini episode that's focused on a specific sewing technique. And 15% off discount codes for both Helen's Closet and Blackbird Fabric. So if you shop with us regularly, it's totally worth it.
And if that sounds good to you, visit us at patreon.com/lovetosew for more details. Our patrons are the reason we could leave behind advertising to focus on making more quality sewing content for you. So thank you so much, patrons.
Today, we're talking all about DIY dress forms. We have 5 different methods we're going to talk about. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about dress forms in general.
Love it. Okay, Helen, let's start off with why might you want a dress form?
Yeah, so dress forms are usually used for either draping garments or for fitting garments or for looking cute in your sewing room.
Lovely decor.
Yes.
Yeah, draping is a method of dressmaking that's different from flat pattern making. It's often used by couturiers and especially for gowns. It's pretty complex and interesting. If you're interested in learning draping, you're definitely going to need a dress form.
Yes, because you're literally draping fabric onto the form. It's more common for home sewists to use dress forms for fitting. It's really hard to fit yourself, as I'm sure you probably know. Fitting experts often say that you should have a friend to help you with fitting. Well, if the dress form is close enough to your shape, it can be your friend. So then you can pin out adjustments on your dress form without being a contortionist.
Yes, very valuable to have a dress form friend around. However, you might not need a dress form. There are so many sewists who make gorgeous garments without one. So if you usually make easy fit woven garments or stretchy knit garments like me, you probably won't need to do a lot of precise adjustments and a dress form probably won't be worth it.
If you do have a friend who can help you with the fitting process, that's great. You can get a reliable fit by working with the garment on your own body. No dress form required.
And if you need help fitting pants, a dress form won't be very helpful for that. It might help with the waistband through the hips, but you'll have to fit the pant legs and crotch on your own. Even those dress forms that come with legs, not necessarily the best for fitting pants.
There's something kind of off about those legs. Like,
yeah, they just kind of hang there, you know?
Yeah. If you do want a dress form, you have several options for getting a hold of one. There are lots of options to buy, but that's actually not what we're going to talk about in this episode. All of the dress forms that we're going to talk about are designed to be a double of your body so you can get the best fit possible. And they're DIY, which is so fun. So let's go through some of these options.
Yes. Okay. The first one is the duct tape method, and it's famous in the sewing world for being a low-cost way to get a body double. For this method, you'll need a couple of rolls of duct tape, an old t-shirt that you don't mind sacrificing, some cardboard, and material to stuff it with. Threads has 2 different tutorials for this method. One is called Quick and Easy Duct Tape Dress Form, and the other one is called Close Fit Duct Tape Dress Form. If you're going to try this, it's a good idea to read them both. They're not super long, and there are lots of really good tips in there. The basic method is to have a friend wrap your torso in 3 layers of duct tape from neck to thigh. Then they cut you out of the form, you close the holes and stuff it firmly, and you have a near exact double of your body. The downside to this one is that the finished product is not very pinnable because of the gumminess of the duct tape. However, you could make a close-fitting knit sock to cover it, and that would help.
I have anxiety thinking about this process. I don't know if I could be duct taped. How do you feel, Caroline?
I feel like I would need my therapist to be the one duct taping me and walking me through some breathing techniques. No, I agree. I think that it, like, in theory, it sounds great. In practice, I feel like there's like a high chance of panic attack. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I just can't imagine the stress of being in a duct tape jail and then being like, get it off me. And then there would be like scissors involved. And like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm adventurous enough for this one.
It reminds me of like, in elementary school, we made like plaster masks and it was basically like paper macheing on your face. You put a bunch of Vaseline on and then we like teamed up and you did your teammate's face. I didn't really like that one either. No. All right. Speaking of threads, they also have a couple of other DIY dress form techniques that are worth thinking about. One uses paper tape, which is an office supply usually used to seal boxes. If you're using this kind of method, you'll want to avoid the more modern self-adhesive tape and go for the kind that you have to moisten with a sponge, kind of old school. It's called gummed paper tape, and the description will probably specify that it's water activated. So the technique to make this form is very similar to the duct tape one. However, once the brown tape hardens, it's very stiff and you won't even need to stuff the form afterwards. It'll be super lightweight as well. Paper tape is really cheap, and once it's dry, you can pin into it without your pins getting gummy. We'll link the tutorial for this method and all the other articles we've talked about from Threads and elsewhere on the page for this mini episode. This one does sound preferable just because it doesn't sound quite as like sticky, but it same problem that you're going to be restricted by being covered in tape. So I don't know.
Yeah, like it feels like a recipe for a paper cut, like a thousand tiny paper cuts.
Well, you're wearing a t-shirt. Right. Should be right. Okay. But I like the idea that you don't have to stuff it, because I imagine even with three layers of duct tape that you could end up stuffing it to the point where it isn't replicating your body perfectly. Yeah. This one sounds like it would be a truer form.
Mm-hmm. But then once like a garment is draped on it, I wonder if it would just like kind of crumple, you know?
Yeah. It sounds like it hardens a lot, so probably not. But I mean, you could stuff it too.
Yeah, that's true.
Put a head on it, Ornatia style.
There are pros and cons to all of these dress form options.
It's true.
Okay. Another DIY dress form that Threads published is a molded papier-mâché one. This is some advanced crafty stuff, but we have no doubt that a lot of you have the skills to pull it off. You start by making a plaster cast of your torso. Wow. You'll definitely need a friend to help you with this one. And then once the cast is set, you cut it into two halves. Then you mix some paper clay out of paper pulp insulation and wallpaper paste. You build up half an inch layer of the paper clay in the cast and let it dry. And then you put it back together and you have a strong paper body double. This one is very accurate. It is also very time consuming. Unfortunately, the papier-mâché will be too hard to pin into, so you'll need to make a cover if you want to do that. And the article on Threads shows how to make a swiveling stand for the dress form, so we recommend you check it out. Even if you don't plan to use this method, you might want to have a stand, DIY a stand, or you're going to need to buy or make your own stand in some way. So this is a great method. An alternative to a stand is to add a hanger to your form before you close it up. And then with the hook coming out of the neck, you can hang your form from a closet rod or a chain hanging from the ceiling. I don't know why this feels like very like true crimey. Yeah. To have like body doubles hanging from chains on the ceiling in your sewing room. But if you want to see what this would look like, you can check out another Threads article about duct tape dress forms called Create a Custom Dress Form. And my guess is that they have to publish an article about this about every 7 years or so.
That seems to be the case. And there are lots of different methods. This one sounds a lot more similar to that mask thing I was talking about.
Yeah. It's the hanging it from the ceiling for me. I don't know.
I'm picturing like the basement of Westworld where they have all that. Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of intense. Okay, bootstrap patterns, custom dress form patterns, and instructions have become quite popular in the sewing community. You enter a bunch of your measurements into a form and they send you a custom pattern. This one isn't as cheap as some of the above options, but it's definitely cheaper than buying a ready-made dress form. They include instructions from beginning to end, including the stand, and they also offer leg and arm form patterns. Our former assistant Melanie made one of these out of mostly scrap fabrics, including all the stuffing. And she has a really cool reel on her Instagram that shows the process. It's worth a look if you're interested in getting this custom pattern. The advantage of bootstrap patterns is that the finished form is pinnable and you can do it all by yourself, no helper needed. You're also not taping or plastering your body. The disadvantage is that it doesn't necessarily take into account where weight is distributed, because you can imagine you're providing these measurements and then they're providing you a pattern, but they might not realize that, you know, the measurement that you gave them for your chest, for example, actually has a lot of that weight distribution in the front because you have a larger bust, or maybe more of it's in the back because you have a broader back. It's kind of hard to take that into account. So I'm sure that there's lots of measurements and they probably do the absolute best that they can, but it might not be perfect. But there are lots of pics of people standing next to their forms on the website, so you can see it for yourself if you feel like you might be interested in this one.
Yeah, this is a really cool one. And I also love that you can pin into it, because I think for me, that would be a really important like element of a DIY dress form. So I like that you have that option here. And you also have that option with our next DIY dress form. So our former guest, Brooks N. Camper, has a different method of making a dress form double. We talked about it in her episode with us, but we'll recap it here. She's a custom bridal designer, and she uses this process for each of her brides. So she takes a dress form that's smaller than the person and pads it out with strips of quilted muslin and thrift store shoulder pads. She makes calipers from an L-square and ruler clipped together and use that to measure herself. She also used a full-length mirror and took lots of photos during the process. It's kind of like making a sculpture. Brooks Ann's looks just like her. And this method is cool because it's super adjustable. If you change shape, you can always add or remove padding. And it's also really pinnable. And it's soft, which is like how human bodies really are. And the biggest expense would be the dress form. However, there are some good used ones for sale out there. And it helps that it doesn't have to be your exact size. It just has to be smaller than you.
Yes, I think this is the method I would go, because you mentioned you can probably find one for relatively cheap used, and it doesn't have to be your exact size. So you just need to like get that form, or maybe you could even build some sort of base. Like you could paper mache a kind of base. It doesn't have to be based on your body. And then you can start adding this padding to it. And I love that it's flexible. I love that it's creative and that you're sort of sculpting something, like you said. So I definitely think this would be the one that I would choose.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Okay, there you have it. 5 different methods to make your own custom dress form. Let us know if you plan to do this or if you've done this. We'd love to see some pictures. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening to this mini episode of Love to Sew.
So there you have it, 5 different methods to make your own custom dress form. We hope you enjoyed this free bonus mini episode. If you would like to listen to all of our mini episodes about sewing techniques, plus get behind the scenes photos, a full length bonus episode every month, and 15% off discount codes for Helen's Closet and Blackbird Fabrics, head to patreon.com/lovetosew to sign up. See you there.